बारी मधुरम नौपाटलानी कर्पूर वासित तरम तरलाक्ष दत्वा। काले कदा तो मया आचमनीय दत्त काष्ठादिकं प्रणयतः परम अर्पणीयम जुग्मकम्। ऑर्डिनरी मीनिंग इज दिस दैट ओ तरलाक्षी हूज आईज आर सो मच तरल चंचल
restless
not restless only
moving
taral means like water means full of tears also it may be thinking the past times of Krishna, which has occurred before, and now she is remembering these past times. He wants to see Krishna in that stage, and remembering the past times, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi. ओ तरलाक्षी राधिके विल आई हैव एनी दिस फॉर्चून दैट आई दैट व्हेन यू हैव टेकन योर मिल कृष्ण व्हाट remnants and everything is he has taken everything then after taking anything we wash hands and mouth and clear our teeth etc so she is praying Srimati Radhika O Tarlakshi After taking your meal, will I have Saubhagya?
Great fortune.
Fortune that the water mixed with glove
rose
flowers. The taste of and the fragrance of water is like gulab and kapoor mixed kapoor means
camphor
mixed so tasteful and fragrant water I will give you on your hands to wash and I will help you in washing hands and mouth. Here, Taralakshi Taralakshi means Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times and wants to serve Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna past times. One, aroh and second avaroha. You know aroha and avaroha?
Ascending and descending.
Ascending and descending. Ascending means to do anything by or one try.
By one's own efforts.
Efforts. We should try our efforts to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending. By our try. Bhakti, when we do sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, we try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kama Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, or any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of any associates of Krishna or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that when that comes before bhav, we should try and we try. But so many things are there.
Obstacles.
But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No but
difficulty
or no
obstacles
comes. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in nishtha we can do it, in nishtha we do naam, we chant Harine and we listen Harikatha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhav comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. So here in aroha pantha and avaroha pantha. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes and it is coming in avaroha. Descending. So he is almost ananya.
Uninterrupted. Fixed.
And easily something is going on. But if it is aro, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of pastimes or the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming, then it may be that that pastimes will not come in krama, Karma?
Order.
In order. Like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up, he is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. That he has told that Mukharit. Mahan Mukharita.
Tasmin Mahan Mukharita.
Tasmin Mahan Mukharita. Madhubhis Charitra. Piyush Ashesh. Sarita Parita Sravanti. Taje Pibant Nibh Gaad Trishna. Gaad Karnai. Tannas Prishati. Trida Sok Moha Bhaya. Here he is telling that in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubhis Charitra. When in a devotee, rasik devotee, tattvagya devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, is going to tell any Harikatha, Mahan Mukharita, Harikatha itself comes. And this Harikatha is Krishna himself. He is himself Krishna. No difference. Abhinna. Abhinattat nama naminu. So Harikatha and Krishna is the same. Here Harikatha and Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kishore, Aradhakant, Arash Vihari is same as Harikatha. So when by the its mercy, when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasik devotee. If anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha is coming itself, so if any devotee has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit, he was hearing all this. He forget that after 7 days a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Harikatha. This is Malli Harikatha, West Harikatha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of ears and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past birth. And we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj. And we are not a kagrachitta. We are thinking so many things, past and future now. There are so many things are there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Shraddha, everything will be washed away and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, or remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Leela in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means not in order.
Kramahin.
He is telling one katha of which will come in future, but he is telling first and this will come after that. In so many places it has occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like Nishant Leela, Pratar Leela, then Aparanha Leela, then Madhyanha Leela, and then Sayangha Leela, Nakta Leela, not in order. When he remembers, when that Leela comes itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhav?
Yeah.
This is Swarasiki.
Swarasiki. And all Leelas are here, Nitya. So when that Leela comes in him, he describes and he prays like so. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in Aroh Pantha, he will carefully do it in krama. But here there is no krama. So this is most powerful because pastimes are coming itself. And Omno Sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That last night or last daytime when Radha went, Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan, and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is Piyush Bhatika, you know? Piyush mane Amrita. Piyush. Pine se ajar amar aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be ajar amar. No death and nothing. That is called Piyush. And very, very madhur. Sweet at a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like
boil or paddy.
When Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishant Leela and Sakhi are peeping, they are seeing that Mayur and Kokil and everything are noising. Bees are beaming, and the air is blowing so dhire dhire,
slowly.
Very slowly. Everything is anukul of that Bilas. Anukul means everything is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when
peacock,
are noising, they feel disturbance and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping, sleeping and waking both, but more sleeping. After some time they woke and they sat on the
bed.
Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services. Taking kasturi, chandan, kumkum, flowers and everything, chamar, bejan, dhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on which dhup and etc. ghee is given. And very good smell of that thing is coming. So, taking everything, they at once entered the kunj. The pile was then almost
ankles,
was roaring like hansa, swan. They at once knew that some are coming, but as a
half sleeping,
they could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari and some Manjaris. At first, not Sakhi, Napriya Narma Sakhi, only these entered. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, for the seva, they give Piyush Batika in their mouth, not here Tambul. Because if they will give Tambul, Tambul will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping something. A Piyush Batika, it will give some rush and slowly they will come in wakeness. So they took it and became so pleased. After they wake and all pastimes are going on. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhanumati also, Tulsi Manjari also named, three names. As Manjulali has them, Leela Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also. According to Leela. So here, Tarlakshi Mane, she is seeing, she is remembering that past times. At that time, he is remembering the Purvarag of me, Purvarag. Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna anywhere. And her eyes are like a deer, which is so frightened. Frightened? Dar gaya. And that deer is so bachcha.
Baby.
Have you seen? And she is so frightened and seeing here and there. Srimati Radhika is doing like so. He remembering that at the time, Long Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari are coming there. You are hearing? they are telling, Rup Manjari is telling Srimati Radhika like this, trembling, Srimati Radhika, why you are so? Have anyone has taken your mind and fled away? I think that you are not here, only you are by your body here. But anything your has been stolen, I see, because your mind and everything is not here. Why you are going up and down, here and there, sometimes in home and sometimes out of home, outside of home. Why you are doing so? I see that Rup Manjari is telling, and she is remembering who? Rati Manjari, who is now going to serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the explanation of Tarlakshi. Why Tarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvarag. Radhika has also is always like Ahishar. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in gopis who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvarag, but yet Purvarag is always.
Everything is always there.
If Srimad Bhagavat will be told and everything will be told, then yet there is Purvarag. If our Shraddha will be as Prem, but yet Shraddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into Bhav, Asakti or Bhav or Mahabhav, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual aprakita lila, all things are there. If Radha and Krishna had done Ras, there should be no Purvarag, worldly. But Srimati Radhika Purvarag is there. He is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika sees that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna sees that I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is Anurag. No, no. Naya Naya. Naya Naya means
new
and new becoming. This is the sign of Anurag.
Ever fresh.
Ever. So Purvarag is there. So he is remembering that in Purvarag, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing Parihas Narama Ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man Uchatan. If mind has been stolen by anyone, man uchatan, Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not...
Mind is disturbed, not concentrated.
And Nishwar Sagar, she is doing...
Sighing.
Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And Kadamba Kananja. And she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you are so. Now, at the time, we have no shame at all, in Purvarag also, and here also. Your senses are not here, because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal means a
border of the cloth.
This cloth is not on this, here and there, but you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will
cover
it. But now we see that here are your sasur, sas, and all are here. But you have no shame and anything. You are seeing that all are here, but you are not seeing. You are seeing that I am alone. No? Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori, in age you are Kishori, and Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl any. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
Wife. Newly married.
Newly married. So you should keep your shame so that anyone cannot laugh upon you. Kimba Abhilas, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? We are not understanding even. You should, we are your well-wisher. We will help you in every respect. Chandidas is telling, this is of Chandidas. Chandidas is telling, imagining. Imagining.
Inferring.
Inferring means?
It's like almost like speculating, using logic, almost using the intelligence to understand.
Reasoning.
And what?
Inferring.
That you have come in the trap of any Kaliya.
Snake. Black snake.
And he has cut you. Bit you.
Bite you.
And by that beast,
poison,
you are upset. You don't know anything. I will try to manage it.
Sure. Neutralize the poison.
So don't be worried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to hear all these things. So here, at that time, the eyes of Srimati Radhika is in what stage? See that Tulsi Manjari is remembering, and that is why she is telling that, oh, Tarlakshi. There may be all other so many pastimes connected to this.
Other pastimes.
So many pastimes. He has done in other poetries, astaks, that Purabhi Dheya Stotra, and so many. In his, this Stavavali, in Stavali, so many. Rupda Goswami has written in his Stavamala, that is Karpanya Panjika. So good things. He has done in his Ashtaka Swabhilasa or any Utkalika Ballari, so many things. Yeah. Prabodhananda Saraswati has written any anukul padda. Anukul means favorable. He has told that Gopalangan kartame subiharan pipradhare lajjase. He is telling that Krishna will not be so happy or in Varsibhut. Will Varsibhut means
under control.
Under control. Without gopi prema. And by chanting or remembering or doing service like Raghunath Das Goswami and remembering like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna is controlled. Become Varsibhut. Any other else bhav, he will not be Varsibhut. Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling that Gopalangana Kardameshu, the gop of Nandagaon, where cows are there, and by their urine and by their gobar, everything is like mud. And there Krishna goes on his doing like this.
Why is he doing that?
This is very Asharya genius. This is very his. That is why he is telling. Why you do like this? Here, mother has given Tuntuni. Tuntuni, you know? Here in his kamar, Kinkini, Runupur. Bells. Bells.
Tuntuni.
That is Tuntuni. In Hindi.
It's like Nupur?
Like Nupur. Not here Nupur.
Bells.
When he
rolling.
Some sound. And Krishna, from where this sound is coming? He knows everything in whole world, everywhere. But he don't know why, from where this sound is coming. See, and stops his. Everything has been, his body is with gobar and mutra, go-mutra.
Cow dung and
once he was going so, and catch hold a very
small
calf's tail. It was so white and very
strong
and very beautiful. When he caught hold of his tail, he at once jumped up and began to run. And Krishna became flat, mouth upside, but not yet living, and rolling in the gobar and mukta. Brahma and Narada. Why they are seeing, why wondering how this Parabrahma is. Here you, and he is weeping there. But not at that time Yashodama and others came and they rebuked Krishna, why you had done so? And they at once catch hold of that cough and forcibly they
take his hands off.
Let
go.
Then the cough ran away. Here he is seeing by his this Prabodhananda Saraswati, that it is very wonderful that the very pure stage of Muni, Brahmins, Vipradhvare Lajjase, you don't go to Vipra Advhar. Advhar means yajna. And they recite so many and pray by Rig Ved, Sang Ved, Sam Ved. And calling you and calling you from years and thousand years, but you don't go there. Perhaps you ascend there. You send there. You are shaming there to go there. And here, you don't send me.
In
go. They are not Brahmin. They are not literate. They only do cow herding. And in the why it is wonder? They are not calling you. But yet you are going there. And Bruce go brisha. Aham kritai. Stuti satair. Naim vidhatse satam. More wonderful is that, Prabhupada Saraswati is telling. More wonderful is that satam, sajjan, and sadhu, for thousand and thousand years, from so many births, they recite Sang Ved, Yajur Ved, and yet you don't hear. You are Badhir. Badhir means
deaf.
All sounds doesn't go in your ear. But, oh, it is wonderful that you ran after cows and cubs. And they order Gopal that you go and go behind all cows and calves. And he is obeying the orders of old goats. And they are not only this. Here, Krishna tells that dhiri dhiri, tiri tiri, niri niri,
choo choo,
to his, talking with cows. Choo choo means, you should take water. Choo 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 choo. Niri niri, here is water, you should go there. Tiri tiri, you should come, return and come to this place, dry place, that
bank.
So he is telling all these things to cows and calf, what to tell about gopis and gopis. But he is dead to see the Samved, Rigved, Yajurved and all these things. Perhaps you are deaf to see this. But wonder, it is very wonder that you, what to tell and what to hear, you do all these things, you do. Puruṣe gramyam nadantas, those who are sant and dant, sam dant tiksha, you know?
Brahmins.
To
self-controlled Brahmins.
To control antar indriya, man, buddhi, ahankara and chit. This is sam. And dam means to control all these things, outer indriyas. This is dam. So those who have controlled sam, dam, titiksha and all other quantities, all these things. And their heart is pure. No ambition, no desire, worldly desire or anything. And they are about ready to go to salvation. Brahma-chinta. But and they are doing sacrifices and giving so many things to Krishna, but you don't take anything. They are in sacrifice giving so many things, but your hands are not in order, so you don't take anything. But when in Vrindavan we see and we wonder that by that hand, by that mouth, they are offering so much and so many things. He does not take anything. But here in Braj, Krishna, when in a rush or any time, or in Abhisar ke baad mein, बस अभिसार, इसके बाद में अभिसारिका, बासक सज्जा, उत्कंठिता, खंडिता, आफ्टर खंडिता, खंडिता यू नो, खंडिता मैंने कृष्ण हैज प्रॉमिस टू कम, बट टाइम वाज ओवर एंड कृष्ण कुड नॉट कम. व्हेन नाइट वाज ओवर एंड ओनली some time was there, at last he was appeared there, and in so much with so much signs. At that time she became furious, she Naika became so furious, and she is telling that jahi jahi ma bhava Hari Hari Jahi. She is telling that, O Madhav, at once be out of my kunja. You should not tell lie. You are telling lie, I am knowing. And you are bahana bana rahe hain. You are bahana. Bahana means
cheating. Yes.
Telling another thing and occurred anything. Mm. So at once you should go. And she orders to her palyadashis that keep this cheater out of my, so that I may not see him. And when they are driving out, but Krishna is at that time falls on the feet of gopis. Dehi padda pallavam smargarala khandanam mamasirasi mandanam dehi padda pallavam daram. And you do like this so many times, but you don't care for this satan. How wonderful it is. So now I declare with drum beating that you are only vasibhut to gopis and those who follow gopis, not to others. So Krishna says to Radhika, and Radhika says to Krishna with taral eyes. Taral means?
Yes.
And full of tears.
Full of tears. Krishna. So Taralakshi is telling, she is addressing to her this Srimati Radhika. Thinking the past times of, remembering the past times of last nights or anything. And Srimati Radhika is remembering that thing. As if Rai Ramanand and Sarup Damodar are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Reminding
all these things. And Mahaprabhu is weeping and telling all these things. Here, the Sakhis, especially Tulasi or Rati Manjari is remembering Srimati Radhika. By this,
reminding Srimati Radhika.
Srimati Radhika, all the past tense. Both are thinking this past tense. And Radhika becomes so rasastriya, remembering. She is seeing that I am seeing Krishna, so she is Taralakshi. Taralakshi. When I have opportunity at that time, you will order that, bring water. Then I will bring water mixed with rose and kapoor, and very slowly I will give it in your hand, and you will wash your hands and mouth. Then I, some very soft towel means vastra. Towels. And after that I will do other seva. After this he will give perhaps tambul vitika in the mouth of Srimati Radhika. So a sadhak should remember all these things. Like two ways. When that leela comes in any so much so bhagyaman jeev.
Such a fortunate
leela, it comes down. And he has no, he's not trying to remember everything coming. As if all leela are coming down. And if it is not, we should try. If we have that kind of
great.
Today. Now again, again. Any questions?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in the Goloka Vrindavan there is no past, present and future, there is no time. So that he says there is no memory.
We'll have to think all these things. It is not so laddu peda. We'll have to try so much.
You describe this, that there's no purva-rag.
So why they are, how they are chintya. Remembering?
What you have, do according. When it will come, you will see all the things.
Jiva Goswami explains that even though there is no past, present and future, still there is some sense of the past times moving.
Mm-hmm. And when you will go, you will feel it. We see in this, at the sadhak avastha too, that there is no past, future and all these things are there. If a man is mad, he cannot think what is past, future and present. No? So if a man is mad in Krishna prem, no past, future and present. What to tell in Krishna pastimes?